إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, a friend of mine came from South Africa and he worked here for a few months in one of the companies, and then he came on an assignment, so he worked here for some months and then he was going back. So all his colleagues gave him a farewell party. So in the party he was asked to speak about his impressions of India. So he said, "This is the first time in my life that I crossed a road where the traffic was moving." So everyone had a big laugh, because we live our whole lives crossing roads where the traffic is moving. Not that our roads don't have signals or zebra crossings, but we leave the zebra crossing to the zebra and we cross the road wherever we like. The reason I'm saying this is because the crossing of a road is an amazing miracle of how the brain functions, where the brain takes in data and processes it and comes to conclusions, takes decisions which are beneficial for the person. So if you just think about it, if you are standing on one side of the road and if somebody gives you a paper and a pencil or an iPad or whatever gadget you want, and if a person says that until you work out a trajectory for yourself, until you work out a path for yourself from this side of the road to that side, taking into account the variable speeds at which the traffic is moving towards you from both directions, and ensuring that your trajectory does not meet a bus, because if your trajectory meets a bus, then you become an integral part of the grill. So if they say until you work out this whole thing, you cannot move, then you will have to tell him, "Why don't you build me a house here? I will stay on this side of the road," because there's no way that you can actually do a calculation and work it out. But you know and I know, we do it every day. So simultaneously, if you just think about that, the way the brain works is simultaneously you are working out in your mind without knowing the actual speeds. I mean, nobody is walking around with a radar gun to point at the traffic and know the speed. Without knowing the actual speed, you are working out the speeds and the directions of vehicles coming at you from both directions, and you work out a way for yourself, and you are taking instant decisions. I mean, when you start off on the road, you actually don't know where the traffic is going to come from. Recently in Bhopal, I crossed, I don't usually cross roads, but I mean, this time I had to cross a road. So we got dropped off on one side and we had to cross to the other side, and all my old skills came into play. So if you think, it's a hugely complicated calculation. I don't know if anyone can even make an algorithm about this. The reason I'm saying all of this is that this is what life is. This is what life is. And if we can successfully do in life what we do when we cross the road, then we are home and dry, inshallah. And life is this, which is that we have things coming at us from both directions, and things coming at us at variable speeds, and things which are, they are all dangerous, but they are sort of, the danger depends. I mean, there is a difference between getting hit by a cycle and getting hit by a bus. So both are not pleasant experiences, but one you might tell the tale, but the other one you are not there to tell the tale of how it happened. So different things come at us from opposite directions at different speeds, and our task is to navigate our way through that. With one difference, which is that when you are crossing a road, you don't have a gadget, you don't have anything to help you except the intelligence, the mind that Allah gave you. But when you are crossing through life, we have a guide. We have the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to tell us what is right, what is wrong, which is harmful, which is beneficial, and so on and so forth. And the key thing is to follow that. The key thing is to follow that. So therefore, in terms of life, the analogy of the road is what we are doing in life is also we are taking similar decisions, which is we are weighing two possibilities, we are weighing two potential courses of action, and we are choosing the one which is beneficial, and we are leaving the one which is not beneficial. The not beneficial might be neutral, or it might be actually harmful. In some cases, it might be something of less value. So it's not haram, but it is something of less value compared to something of greater value. And this is the test. One is a test which is something which is clearly wrong, which will bring punishment, compared to something which is clearly right, which will bring reward. So this is one kind of decision that we need to take. The second kind of decision is something which is not clearly wrong, but it is doubtful. I mean, is it right? It is wrong? I don't know. It's doubtful. Whereas the other one is not doubtful. It's clear. So which one do you pick? The third one is both are right, but one has less value and the other one has more value. So which one do you pick? So these are the three kinds of decision dilemmas that we face. And the way to do obviously is to pick the one which is most beneficial for us. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. The one who does the best deed. So that picking that our way across this road is the issue of life. So when we say, and the Quran tells us again and again and again, including in the Surah An-Naba, which we decided, of the importance of preparing for the Akhirah. Importance of preparing for the Akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, He said, Allah said, these are the people who denied the Akhirah. He talked about the people who get the azab of Allah. He said, these are the people who denied the Akhirah. These are the people who denied that there is any record of what they did. And of course, they will be faced with the record. They will see the books of record. And then they have no alternative but to accept what they did. And they will be punished for it. And then Allah mentioned those who are the good people. Innal muttaqina, innal lil muttaqina mafaza. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the good people, the muttaqin, and so on. So both of the whole issue of preparing for the Akhirah is to be conscious of the decisions. Just as when we are crossing a road, anyone who crosses the road without complete attention is dead. I mean, there's no two ways about that. So when you are crossing a road, your attention is completely and totally with you. You are totally aware, and that's how you get across alive. And I'm not recommending to anybody to cross roads when traffic is moving. Go and stand at the zebra crossing. Imagine you are a zebra and cross. But the point is that when we cross roads, you are fully aware, full attention. And that's how we must live a life. Life must be lived with full attention, not like a zombie, where we don't know what we are doing. With complete attention, full concentration, so that we take right decisions. You can't take a right decision if you are half asleep. So we take a right decision by being completely conscious of what we are doing, and then decide. And in this case, as I told you, it's not a mystery. Allah has told us what is right, what is wrong. We pick what is right and we leave what is either wrong or that which has less benefit. Because this is one of the games of shaitan. If shaitan cannot make you disobey Allah, he will make you pick the thing which is less valuable. He can't stop you from praying, so he will say, pray at home. Don't come to the masjid. He can't stop you from praying, so he knows that. So what does he do? He takes you to, okay, so pray at home. So you get one reward. If you went to the masjid, you got 27 times the reward, but you left it. Right? So he can't stop you from that, so he makes you do something which is of less value. So that is also a game of shaitan. It's not, one doesn't have to feel happy by doing that. So we need to be aware of that. So this is the issue of living life completely consciously, as if you are crossing a road, and then taking those decisions which are beneficial to us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the awareness to do this, and to help us, and to be pleased with us. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatullah.